Welcome, everybody. It is draft day. The first round is almost complete here. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts at Billswire, alongside my main man, Jeremy. Happy to be back with you. Very exciting first round.
It was.
So far, so good.
A lot of what we talked about yesterday, previewing the draft, I thought, you know, would make for an interesting first round, and it definitely lived up to that in terms of like the intrigue and where the Bills were at nine. I thought they were in a unique position and sitting at a spot that was coveted by some teams, but everything worked out and fell right into their lap there with taking Ed Oliver there out of Houston.
It did. You know, I think that's the guy everybody was kind of hoping for, at least Buffalo wise. I thought for sure he was going to go before that. That made me nervous. And then I seen like Hockenson go right before, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. Mock draft absolutely destroyed right now. But yeah, Ed Oliver fell right into the lap, and they took advantage of it. They did a very smart move in taking him. And I thought it was a gimme. But I'm happy. I'm very happy with the pick. Buffalo should be very happy with the pick. Any fans of theirs?
I think they are. Judging by Twitter reaction, I think people are pretty happy, pretty stoked. I think his reaction, too, to being picked was pretty cool. So
that was satisfying to me.
Yeah, that was
satisfying. You know, I mean, how long has it been since a guy – I mean, I know E.J. Manuel is really pumped to be, you know, come to Buffalo. But that reaction is everything to me.
It just seemed genuine, you know?
Yes. Yeah. When you get a guy that actually wants to be where he's at, you know, right. I was just watching, we all remember, you know, when Eli Manning got drafted to San Diego and he's like, nah, I don't want to be here. You know, that would put a damper on the spirit of, you know, fans. But then you get this guy, this very highly coveted guy who probably, if he would have went to the draft last year, probably would have been just as high, if not higher, taken.
Yeah, I remember last year they were saying he'd be possibly top three pick, maybe the first pick overall.
Yeah,
Before Kyler Murray emerged on the scene and stuff like that. So he, you know, for a couple of years he was thought of as a really high rated prospect, and they get him at nine, I think, is amazing. You know, during the draft, as it was going through, I thought the board was falling so well for the Bills, I wanted them to trade down, but. You know, if Oliver got there, I should have said with a caveat, you know, if Oliver just falls to you, fine. Really, though, it was two picks that allowed them to do that. It was first Oakland, which we kind of had hints that they were going to do something bizarre.
And they go out and
get Clelin, you know, Farrell, who's a good player, but I think even a lot of the pundits said it was a little bit of a reach. And then you have Daniel Jones, Dave Gettleman with the Giants doing something crazy. And drafting their quarterback that soon, and they possibly could have waited a 17, but maybe they were scared of, you know, Washington or somebody else jumping up. So those two picks, I think, were crucial in allowing Oliver to fall. And you were sitting at nine when Hockenson was selected by the Lions right before you. So you're going to get one of those two guys falling right in your lap. So it just worked out well. But I think if Oliver wasn't there, and the board fell that way, like say he went to the Raiders or something like that, then I think I'm not sure who would have been. It would have been interesting to see what the Bills would have done there if they wanted to drop out or they liked somebody else at that point. But
I think with Hockenson and Ed Oliver gone, if that were the case to be, I think they would have traded back. I really do at that point. I mean, there's a couple other talented guys here, but I mean, they could have got more stock, but I'm super stoked. Just more optimism, even more for me, more trust in Brandon Bean as a GM for pulling the trigger the way he did. And everything just balanced out, worked so good. Very happy.
Yeah. I think fans should be happy about it. I mean, I like too what he had to say, you know, at the podium afterward about the supposed draft trade talk to trade up with the Jets, saying that was a little overblown, and maybe he wanted it to be that way, you know, a little bit, but could try to entice some other teams. But knowing that was just smoke and not necessarily a real thing also made me feel a lot better.
It most certainly did. Buffalo is getting a physical freak, man. It's
well, he fits looking. Their scheme. He fits their scheme perfectly. They say that he's going to be that three technique that Kyle filled for a long time, and
yes,
I think that's going to help just other players around him. You have a young middle linebacker still who's probably relied a lot on Kyle Williams and what he did at that spot and other guys, but he's like you said, he's just like a hammer. He's just a physical like bowling ball that is really quick. He's got a great first step. He should penetrate and make plays in the backfield, and that's the kind of defense McDermott wants, and he fits that perfectly. So I'm excited to see what they do with him. I know that he lined up a lot over the nose and the kind of a zero technique as a pure nose guard.
Right.
And I don't think and the Bills even said this tonight, they're not going to use him that way. I think that's really smart. Just get him on the edge of a guard and have him shoot gaps and wreak havoc in the backfield. I think, he's going to make those tackles for loss and get after the quarterback. And that's the perfect guy that you'll want to do that. His highlights are littered with those types of plays. So I think fans are going to love it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's been, the Bill in recent memory, at least, the Bills' biggest issue on defense. Not that there's always going to be issues, but, creating that, having that disruption in the backfield, how many times they reach in the, quarterback or hitting a running back for a loss of yards. It's kind of been the issue. So I think a big physical guy like this that can disrupt and it's going to just make it's going to make the job a little bit easier on the secondary. It's a good move for defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here. They look at, the top two tight ends, both the Iowa tight ends are gone. So, are they going to look at that position? Are they going to go back to defense, maybe address like a defensive end, more of an edge guy,
right?
Maybe an offensive tackle. It'll be interesting to see what they do in round two, or if they want to sneak up a little bit earlier in that round tomorrow or today and see what they want to do. I think they have a ton of options, just like they did in this first round. It just so happened that the best player available fell into their lap. And I think that's what we talked about yesterday too, Matt, was Brandon Bean did such a great job in free agency to get guys to kind of fill out the roster that he has the luxury not to reach for other players at positions. He can just kind of take whatever comes available to him that's the best player on their board.
He absolutely did. I was reading something today. I can't remember where it was, but, if a GM has to – it's important to rebuild, but if you're trying to fill key positions, key needs with draft picks, you're almost setting yourself up for failure. It's good to have depth. It's good to have these young guys, but it kind of made sense to me the way it was explained. So yeah, the luxury to be able to do that. Buffalo hasn't seen that in a very, very long time to take best available. It's always been need. Doug Whaley dug a huge hole for Buffalo to come out of, and I think finally Buffalo has kind of escaped that hole, with draft and salary cap and so much more. I think they've truly overcome that.
Yeah, what are you looking for, Matt, in the next couple of rounds with the team? What do you think? What do you think they'll target, or what do you think what would you like to see them do?
I definitely want to see more, a few more defensive line pieces. I have to agree with the edge rusher. Maybe a couple offensive line guys, wide receiver. I'm pretty satisfied with the running back room right now. I think we have like six or seven running backs currently signed at the moment. I think, basically guys in the trenches really, and perhaps, another wide receiver. Or what I would typically go for. It doesn't hurt to have depth at wide receiver. We all know that. And, we really, as far as Buffalo goes, we don't know who our wide receiver one is going to be coming into next season. So it wouldn't hurt to have another young guy to develop. But yeah, anything offensive line, anything defensive line, I think is going to be a big help. Maybe some, you know, depth at secondary as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, just kind of fill out more depth. I think, you know, Kyle Williams was a mid to late round pick, if I'm not mistaken, from LSU. I think he was a fourth, maybe fifth rounder when the Bills drafted him. And I think Ed Oliver is a much more polished and blue chip prospect than Kyle ever was. But I think the Bills need to hit on fourth, fifth, sixth round, those middle round guys that can turn into starters for them. And we won't know if that'll happen this weekend, but you know, you hope that they can find some, not gems, because you figure those types of guys can contribute, but guys that can really stick around and maybe make a Pro Bowl or two in their career and kind of just be staples for your team and get them on rookie deals that are cost controlled and that really contribute to your team, because then you can afford to cut or, you know, rework other contracts and make life easier for your roster management. So those mid-round picks in these next couple of days, I'm just as excited for as round one, but we'll see in time if that works out. It's just I'm really interested to see, because the Bills, I feel like in the last couple of years, haven't really hit on those mid-round guys, and I think that they need to start doing that.
No, I didn't. You're completely right. And you know, you can make that alliteration too with, you know, with on-field stuff, right? The studs are studs. They're great, but you win with those kind of middle of the road guys. And if you get those good middle of the road guys in this draft, of course, you're going to set yourself up for success.
Definitely. Well, I guess, you know, maybe we'll probably have a wrap up session here probably at the end of the weekend or early next week. And we'll probably go through the entire draft together, Matt, but, I guess enjoy the rest of it this weekend, and I'm sure we'll get back to talk with you guys. I did want to mention, and I know that this is probably popular in terms of people's awareness, but with Pancho Villa's news, just wanted to, you know, just mention that you know, I think he's in everyone's thoughts in Bills Mafia, and I had the pleasure to interview him on this podcast. It was about a month or so after the he made his pick last year. So,
right.
I just wanted to mention that he's in my thoughts and his family, and I know that he's with a lot of thoughts and prayers from Bills fans around the globe. And he's such a great icon and inspiration to many. And I just I'll never forget our conversation with him. And I hope that he, you know, can get this miraculous comeback as he's praying, which we're all praying for. And I just want to mention that, because I know that he's a part of all of our families. And I didn't want to go and not say anything about that, because he definitely left an indelible mark on mine. Probably one of my favorite interviews, just a genuine human being. And I wish him all the best.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad you did, bud, because it's kind of heartbreaking to watch, right?
Sure.
And
sure.
He is a good dude. He you know, lives and breathes the Buffalo Bills. And we, you know, we follow the Bills, we see a lot of fair weather fans. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, no matter if Buffalo is having a losing record, winning record, 500 record, that dude is still tearing his heart out. So, yes, absolutely. Thoughts with Pancho. Hoping for a great recovery. And, us here at Billswire, definitely thinking of him. For the listeners, though, stay tuned with Billswire. I know the guys are working hard on all hours of the day to update you with news, speculation, any of that for the draft. It's going to be a crazy weekend. So, absolutely stay with us here at Billswire.
Yeah, Brad, Justin, Rich, Nick, they're all killing it with articles, so definitely stay tuned.
They're doing so good. Every 10 minutes, something new's popping up, and I love it. I love it. Hardworking guys, and I appreciate them. All right, I think that about it. Does Jeremy got anything to add?
No, I think, like I said, I think I was really hoping the Bills would trade down, how the board was falling. it just so happened that the only guy that really I would have liked them to take fell into their lap if they didn't trade down. It happened that way, so great.
Yes.
Almost like, I think it was just a cherry on top, you know, it was just something that wasn't expected, but of sleep, you know, mere possibility, slim possibility, and it happened. So I think Bills fans have to be ecstatic. You didn't have to trade up for this guy. You just sat there and he came to you. I think the Bills probably, even if they were like picking at 4, 3, 5, I think they would have picked him. So the fact that they got him at 9, all the better. And
didn't give up anything at all for it.
Didn't give up anything. And yeah, like I said, I think they rated him so high, but they would have taken him even higher just of the position that he fills and how much they like him. So yeah, overall a really good day for the Bills and for its fans. And we'll look forward to the rest of the draft. And I'm looking forward to talking with you to see how the whole class rounds out here.
It's going to be a good discussion. Be back with us probably Monday or Tuesday. Right. We'll return with a full draft discussion. On behalf of Jeremy and myself, go Bills.